Okay, there you go. Yeah, so Parshas Bechukaisai, as it were, seals, Sefer Vayikra. And it's, wanted to see why this is the apropos, as it were, ending. For Sefer, it spoke about the great intimacy that there is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result of the Avodah of the Karbonos, right? As we explained in our opening shiur on Parshas Vayikra. Right, so there's a medrash at the beginning of the parasha that the first and the third pshat in the medrash are somewhat need explanation. So I mean the medrash is grabbing on to the lashon of bechukasai telechu, walk in the chukim, walk. So in connection to Dodech, it brings the pasuk of chishavti, I consider my path, Vashiva Ragazed, I bring back my legs to your Eidosecha, to your mitzvahs. So the first pshat says like this, right? Omar David. So David Melch was saying this, Baruch Shalom, B'choy Ma'isi M'chashiv Omer, L'okam Ploni Beis Pura, Ploni Sani Olech. I'm going this place and that place. That's where I thought I was going. V'yil Raglai Mevil Sasi, B'tekesh B'tekesh, but my legs, would just... So Chishavti Darki, according to this pshat, means I thought I was going to do stam, profane things, shopping or vivas. But my legs just brought me back. Vashiva ragla ledasecha. My legs just went back to your mitzvahs. Hadosi vashiva ragla ledasecha. So chishavti, I thought I was going there, but my legs just brought me back to your mitzvahs. Amazing madrega, alavai aleinu, right? Alavai aleinu, but how is this connected to Parshas Bechukosai, in Bechukosai Telechu, right? So in the middle pshat is a rather simple and straightforward. Rehudim Shem Ravachar Mar Chishavti was me, I calculated my path. So according to this pshat, Matan Schar Shal Mitzvah Serem Shalom Veras, being Chishavti, I thought my path in life, Schar Mitzvah Kenegedev Seda, Schar Avera Kenegedev Seda, Cheshbon HaNefesh, Vashir HaLezen, I made the Cheshbon, and went back to the mitzvahs. So that second pshat is very, very straightforward, and fits like a glove. B'chukosai telechu. Fine, but then there's the third pshat. That's even stranger than the second pshat. It says like this. Rav Nachum Chatan Rav Elazar Bar Avinu Amar Chishavti Mashkal Torah B'chukosai telechu B'tzi Tamar Sati Shon Baris. Right? So I started thinking about, the first, the promises versus the curses, right? But Rav Abba Breder Rav Chia, B'Shem Yonser Amar, it gets a little bit more detailed. Chishavti brachas, chishat klolos. I thought about this, what's in this parsha, we contrast the brachas and the klolos, right? So I thought about this. I really thought about the brachas versus the klolos, right? In more detail than the Mandyom we just quoted, not just on brachas versus klolos, but I started really thinking about, brachas versus klolos. Brachas me aleph ad tav, right? Im b'chukasai tekel until tav. V'lechaschem kol me miyus ends with the tav. So brachas go from aleph to tav. Klolos me vav ad hey, right?
Sorry, what's the aleph?
Aleph im, aleph of im b'chukasai telechu
until kol me miyus.
Right. And klaus mi vav ad hei, and klaus are from vi'im lo tishmuli, ad hei is a machlokas over here, whether it's talking about the klaus in the vihestas, in Parshas Kisavo, the ein kula,
What's the other mandalamar?
Uh, I just see the.
Okay.
You know, whatever. I'll have to look it up, but you know, I only see over here off the top. You know that the brachas of the klaus are referring to vimlo tishmu ve'en konen, which is yemi tochacha and parshas kisavo.
Okay.
All right. Let's start the. Actually, right, so brachos are better. They're from Aleph to Tav, close only from Vav to Hey. No, that's in the reverse order. It's supposed to be Hey Vav in the regular order of the Aleph base. And then catch that, since it's in the opposite, you know, it's like in a mutant order. It's supposed to be Hey Vav, and then the close are Vav Hey. So Amar Vav in Zechit Reifachem close the brachos. Eretz Kshuvah is Tarasi Adochsev Goes Elikol. You know, if you zoche, I'll even turn the clothes to brachos because they're not really meant to be in that order anyway. It's vav hey, it's supposed to be hey vav, symbolizing that if you're zoche, I'll turn the klala to bracha. When you keep my Torah, and that's right. Walk in the chukim, and then even the klala gets turned to the bracha because, as a word, the klala is not meant to be. Now, obviously, you can't be the Dovid HaMelech is so obtuse, right? That You know, he's gonna prefer the brachas, you know, because they're from Aleph to Tav, as opposed to close are from Vav to Hey, and Vav to Hey is backwards. I mean, you know, please, you know, you prefer the brachas because they're more pleasurable, and you don't like the close because they're very non-pleasurable, right? So obviously, you know, David HaMelech is engaged in a much deeper philosophical investigation. Much deeper philosophical investigation. Right? And that is like this. You know, when this third pshat, when it says, I thought about the brachas, I thought about the klaus. I mean, the second half of the third pshat, where, you know, when, you know, Rav Chiya Bar Oven, you know, the David HaMelech is actually researching a great query that has, you know, been on the minds of the greatest thinkers of all times, Jew and Gentile alike. Right? Now, of course, you know, bracha is more pleasurable than klala. The question is a different query. Are they equally as real? Now, of course, you know, the nafkaminas right? The nafkaminas of, you know, whether they're equally real are very many, right? First of all, if they're equally as real, there is no real nechama for the ra that has befallen a person. There is no consolation if it's just as real as the tov, right? Number one. And number two is that chas v'shalom, a person could say, you know, so I'll be bad. I'll make a pact with Satan, right? Whatever, chas v'shalom, etc. So, you know, aside, and of course, the biggest philosophical question is like, where does the ra come from if God is only good? Maybe chas v'shalom shtei reshuyos him. There's like many nafkaminas to this query, as if the ra is equally as real as the tov. You know, whether there's any real nechama for ra, if it's mamash real. You know, whether, you know, a person could make a pact with Satan, or where does the ra come from? You know, if God is only good, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So David HaMelech, you know, is mamish. This is the inyan of this, the second half of the third pshat. David HaMelech is mamish contemplating the metzias of Toiv versus the metzias of Ra. And the first aspect, you know, of what he's oimed on is basically what the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim about this topic. Right? You know, when it says brachas are from Aleph to Tav, and the klal is only from Vav to Hey, even before we get to the aspect of, you know, that's Vav Hey as opposed to Hey Vav, just Aleph Tav versus Vav Hey, the first thing that the Medrash pointed out, before the Medrash further pointed out that it's a backward, right? Because it's being meramis to the yesod that the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim about how the klal, the whole is good, right? The ra is not in the klal, it's in the prat. the Rambam says that if a person would look at the whole of life, the whole of the world, it's full of time, right? The Ra is, it's either in a certain segment and only temporarily. So it's like mamish, bottled to the tide. But it's a very deep nakuda. The way a prat is bottled to a cloud, right? So he basically says that all the people that complain basically have a terrible attitude problem, because they're just focusing on a prat, and they're losing, as it were, what's the expression? They lose the forest and the trees or something like that.
Yeah, lose the forest for the trees.
Right. As Aram goes on to say, not exactly these words, afilu tomar, one person will argue, I never had one good day in my life. And a person will say that mamish, those will be his last words on his deathbed. I never had one good day. Don't give me this business, right? Don't give me this business of, the toll, the rana. Fine, but you are just a prat. You're not the klal of the metzias, right? You're a problem, right? The metzias is toiv. Mitzius is toiv, and the Rambam, I do believe, elsewhere, not in the same place, invokes the pasuk by when God created Mitzius, Ra'alkim Kitov, Ra'alkim Kitov. Mitzius, reality, is toiv. The Ra does not reflect reality, right? It's marish. The klal is toiv. The Ra is a yoytzim in a klal. And a person has just conditioned himself to look at the klal, not look at the prat. Right, it's not even a prat of the cloud. It's a yaitzim in a cloud.
Isn't the beginning of Mishnah Shesharim that talks about how this world can't be the goal of all of creation? He certainly makes it sound like Ra has infested the world. This can't be it. So I would understand. I don't want to know Rove, Miyut, whatever. But is there any steerer to the two ways of looking at this world?
Well, I mean, listen.
What do we say? There's Mole Pratim of Ra. That's what the Mesilas Yeshayim was talking about. It can't be Sholem.
No, it's not Kedai to have been born for the sake of this world. That's, he's talking about being created.
Right.
He said, right, it doesn't make sense that God created us to put us here. But it doesn't mean necessarily that therefore, you say about life that it's rot. It just doesn't make sense that this is,
all there is.
This is all that there is, because why is it so kedai to be created for this? Right. His main argument is that the person is not nivra for olam hazeh, right? Can't be. That's why we were created. I don't think the Ram would disagree. But he's saying that the metzius is Ra. The metzius is tov. The metzius is tov. The Ra is in some of the things, some of the times, right? So now you don't have to now. So once. Once you realize that, the kasha is bottle. Because if the Ra is a klal, then we have a cruel God, chas v'sholem, right? Once you understand that the Ra is the yoytzim min a klal, so then you ask a simple question. Well, why did it happen to me? Why did it have to happen to me? I'll tell you why. You probably did a chet, right? But if the Ra would be a klal, then even if you'd be a tzaddik, the Ra would befall you. It would be one of the mamish, the laws, one of the laws of nature, that there is Ra. So you'd be the biggest tzaddik in the world, you'd still have Ra, because it's one of the laws of nature. Once you understand, the Ram doesn't get into how this yesod answers all the kashas, but once you're omer that it's the yoytzim min haklal, So then, you know, then, okay, now you make your cheshbon nefesh why it had to happen to you, since it's a yotze min haklal. Right? Right? Right, but like the first nekuda is be'ikar the Rambam's gang, the Rambam's mahalach to the issue in the Mor Nevuchim. Right, but then the Medrash goes further, which is more of an inyan that's discussed in Sifrei Kabbalah. Not that the Rambam necessarily argues, the Rambam, you know, discuss this nekuda. But now when it points out that it's in the backwards flow from the vav to the hay, so that's a davar nifla. So, you know, again, building on the basis, on the base, that the ra is the yotze min haklal, but even when the ra happens, it's, you know, one must be misbeinen, even when it does happen, the nature of the ra, when it does occur, in those yotze min haklal. So he's saying, it's merumas that it's in the backwards flow from vav to hey. Right, so now, what do the letters hey and vav represent? So, in the writings of the Maharal, as well as in the writings of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, they say that hay represents chomer, matter, and vav represents form. Right, hay represents matter, because you see that the hay is built up of separate parts. Right. So hay takes up a tremendous amount of space, like matter takes up space. Right, but it also takes up, it has two disconnected parts, of the three lines that build the hay, so you have the third line that's disconnected from the other two. Because matter is, pure matter without form is in disunity. And there's zinyan that Olam Azeh is Nivra Behay. Right, that the Gemara Menachah says Olam Azeh is Nivra Behay, and Olam Azeh is Domei Behay. It's very easy to fall out the bottom. I could probably get back in through tshuva, but we could fall out again. The instability and the disunity, right, of the hay. And then you have the vav. Vav is a line. A line is what connects two points. And that's what the term, that's what vav does. First of all, even the word, there's a Hebrew word vav, like vavei ha'amudim, which are connectors. And that's, what the vav does, it's grammatical, it's what it does in Hebrew grammar. Vav ha'chibor, zeh v'zeh. Ooh, whether it connects, two objects, zachar v'nekeva, right? Or the vav ha'mahapech, that connects, that actually turns past into future, and future into past. It makes the connection. So the Maharal says, vav is a line. A line is what connects two points. Right, and that's what's called form. Form is like to pull matter together in a configuration, in a unifying configuration. That is form. Right? That is form. Now, take a look, in the famous Echad Mi Yodea. I believe Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver points this out. The famous Echad Mi Yodea, right? So, Chamisha Mi Yodea, Chamisha Ani Yodea, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Shisha Mi Yodea, Shisha Ani Yodea, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Right? The Torah Shebechsav is five. Now the Torah Shebaal Peh is six. Right? So points out, I believe it's Rav Isaac Chaver, it's Pirush on the Haggadah. So he says, the Psukim in the Chumash, that's the raw material. That's the Chomer. That's our raw material that we learn halacha from. But there's not one single mitzvah you could do kitzurata based on Psukim and Chumash alone, not even Bris Mil, because it doesn't say where to cut. Right? There's like not one mitzvah that you could derive its full form. So comes the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the Torah Shebaal Peh, whether it gives us the missing information, to formulate the mitzvah, formulate Lashon form, or it's the koach of drashot that's there in the Torah Shebaal Peh. That what a drashot do? It takes a pasuk from one part of Chumash, contrasted with the pasuk that's on the opposite end of Chumash, draws it together through a kal v'chomer, or through a gzera shava, or through a binyanav, right? With the drashot, you know, the psukim are pulled to the disparate, separate psukim are pulled together in a configuration that gives us the mitzvah kitzurata. The mitzvah kitzurata. So it comes out that, you know, that the mikraot are the chomer, but the Torah Shebaal Peh pulls together the chomer in the tzura that gives us the mitzvah kitzurata. And that's why it's not a coincidence that it's Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Right? Alright, the Zohar further says by the creation of Adam, you know, Adam was Zohar in the cave. It's really the Maral says in a lot of places that the, that man is Tzura and a woman is Chomer. You see it also in what they contribute in the baby. Yeah, the Gemara says that he gives the loben that comes from the man, gives the atzamot, which gives the form. The woman gives the odem, which gives the basar, which is the, you know, the flesh, the matter. Right? But that's, you know, that's why Isha has the word hey, the letter hey. In her word, you know, the man is Ish. You know, Yud from the Olam HaElyon. The Olam HaElyon gives tzura to the Olam HaTachton. But it further says when on the pasuk when Adam Rishon was originally an androgynous, he was half man, half woman. Then of course was split, you know, cut him in half. So by the original creation of Adam, by Israel came as Adam Bitzalmo, Bitzelem Elokim bara oto zachar nekeva bara otam. The first pasuk, the first account of the creation of Adam, zachar nekeva bara otam, right, together. Then he split him, right. So what does it say in the first part of that same pasuk? Bitzalmo, Bitzelem Elokim. So Zok the Zohar says this before. Tzalmo Tzelem Vav. That refers to the male side, the Vav, the Tzura. And then Bitzelem Elokim is the feminine side. So it comes out that, you know, the Hay is, you know, the female side, and the, you know, Yud, or alternatively the Vav, is the male side. Right? And that's Chomer and Tzura. And that's the interaction between male and female. She's the Chomer, he's the Tzura. Right? Right. Right. Okay. So now, in the original order of creation, before Chet Adam Arishon, right, we found that, you know, in the original, you know, the world moved, progressed from Chomer to Tzura. Right? Like in the Seder of the Aleph Beis, from Hay to Vav, which is the way it should be. Right? Things should just become better and better, which means, you know, more refined and a more refined Tzura. The world went from Tov Vavo, right? It was matter without form. Tov Vavo. So Rashi says, you know, it was totally like, you look at it like, what the heck is this? That's Tov Vavo. Rashi says right there on the pasuk. It's Matmiya and Vil Vavo. What is it? You know. What?
It's a funny way to translate that Rashi. I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever. You know. It's basically, you know, colloquial, like, what the heck is this? Right? Basically, it's Rashi right there in Tov Vavo.
No, I know.
Right? Okay. So well, and then after that, the reporters started making Tzura. Giving Tzura to that Tohu Vavohu. Right. It was originally Chomer without Tzura. Right?
Why did Rav use the Hey to Vav progression as opposed to Aleph the Tav? I realize that that's what he's been referring to up until now, but why does this...
Obviously Aleph the Tav obviously is the Gansazach, you know.
Right.
But I'm focusing on the Tzura to Chomer transition.
Okay.
You know, that the proper order as opposed to what Klola is, you know, we're trying to contrast Bracha with Klola. I said what's mutant about Klola, which,
okay.
I find. Look, so listen. You know, okay, and that's, you know, that was the Bria Bichlal. And the Bria Sa'odam Bifrat That's the Bria Adam. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the second account of the creation of Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers all the Vayitzor, Vayitzor Asher Elokim, Adam, Ephraim and Adama, right? Vayitzor. He gives Tzura to the earth. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim as Adam, Ephraim and Adama, right? He was Ephraim, right? He was just like amorphous dirt, and he gave him a tzura, and that was in as far as the physical form. And then after that, gave him a nishmas chaim, which is the spiritual form, which makes an odom, as opposed to a behema. So you see the yisoid of Maisa Bereishis, the real order of Maisa Bereishis is as such. That things are meant to progress from Chomer to Tzura. And this even remains true in the Reshit of everything, even in our world, which is the world of after Chet Adam Rishon, right? Kol Devar Bereshito actually works that way. Well, again, bringing the best example is the human being, right? The best example is human being, at the time of conception, right? So the Gemara says the first 40 days he's Maya Ba'alma. He's just water. And then there's Ariel of God Yitzira Savad, Yitzira Miloshan Tzura. On the 40th day he gets his Tzura. So he progressed from Chomer to Tzura. And then that Tzura just gets, more and more refined until birth. Alright? And then that tzura becomes even more refined and it grows into adulthood. Problem is after, it's all downhill. But the emes is that, even in other, even in vegetable life, the seed totally decomposes. And then afterwards, from the mamash, it goes back to chomer, but then the DNA interacts. With the minerals and the ground and dust, and then a tzura of a plant emerges. So you see that just like in the original Maisa Bereishis, the Bria B'Yisoid remains that way. It's the problem is that later in life things start declining. Right, that's the problem. Where does that decline come from? Because you see in the Reishis, the Dover B'Yisodo. The Dover B'Yisodo goes from Chomer to Tzura, right? And then all of a sudden, after it reaches its high point, and then it starts going in reverse. Take a look at the reverse of, aging, decomposition, death, whatever you want to call it, rotting, the Doik V'Tishkach, any type of hefsed, avadon, in any aspect of existence is actually starting to go in the reverse of things are losing their tzura and are reverting back to Chomer. They revert back to Chomer without tzura. That's aging, that's rotting, that's, something just not being new, first thing, the corners stop being so sharp. You see, the Mamash goes, things start in the reverse flow of going back from Tzura to Chomer without Tzura. Right? But where does that come from? Now, you see, it's obviously a mutant. Because we saw that the Dvarim Mitzad Reshitam and Mitzad Yesaidam go from Chomer to Tzura. And all of a sudden, after it reaches the high point, it starts going backwards.
And that can't be part of it. And that can't be part of a whole pattern, a whole unified pattern. It has to be that it's as a rabbi called it, a mutant, more than just mutant variation, a negation.
I'm speaking totally from a Torah philosophy. I cannot force a physicist or a biologist to be moida to me. Right, but I'm saying, you know, but this Torah, I'm just saying, from the Torah, you see that the Dover Miyasoidai Ubeshor show goes from Chomer to Tzura, and all of a sudden reverses. Now it's Mefurish.
And the paradigm is from the Torah itself. That's how you see Hashem did things. And that's what he's supposed to think.
Because he said, after he said, Ki offer Ata, they'll offer Toshuv.
Right.
You're going to go backwards, reverse degeneration.
Yeah.
Akashu said that Mefurish, that is the Einish for Chet Adamarishan.
Yeah.
El offer Toshuv. You're going to start regressing back to where you came from, which is what happens when a person ages. You know, right? Starts losing his tzura, and then you know, and that's what happens. And you know, even more when he dies and decomposes in the grave. You know, the chomer, you know, the thing, the tzura leaves, and the thing reverts to chomer without tzura. And it's mefurish that's death, and that's it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself qualified death that way. Offer toshuv. There's going to be now. You're going to regress back to where you came from, right? But if it wouldn't have been for Chet Adam Rishon, it wouldn't have been that way, right? Things would have just moved to a higher and higher form of refinement.
Isn't the Derech Hashem, Derech Hashem talks about what it would have been like for Adam Rishon, how he would have been just be constantly being
better and better.
As he is.
Yeah, it's also in the Dastvanus also. It's just that Mitzad, so in the word in the Dastvanus he puts it like this, that since there is the koch of the Sitra Achra, there is the koch of the Sitra Achra as a result of the Chet. So now Mitzad the Sitra Achra, that's, you know, Mitzad the Sitra Achra, you know, that's what causes, you know, the things to revert. But the Etzem Koach of Chaim goes from Chomer to Tzura. But Mitzad, there's a Sitra Achra, that's what causes, after a person reaches his high points, now the Sitra Achra starts being Goyver and pushing him back to, you know, but it's Mitzad the Sitra Achra, not Mitzad the Sitra the Kedusha. It's you know, it's the death force. It's not mitzad the etzem koch of life. The etzem koch of life is in hey vav. Right. So David HaMelech is actually observing that even when the ra happens. So A, it's just a prat that's yetzim in a cloud. Not a prat of the cloud, but a prat that's yetzim in a cloud. But even when it does happen, it's mamash a mutant being. It's going in the opposite flow of what the Ribon Shalom intended. And that's why it's easy, bekal, to turn the klola to bracha, because it's not meant to work that way. It's as it were, klola swims against the tide. Swims against the how do you call it?
Current stream. Current. Stream.
Right, and that's why just if you keep the mitzvahs, I'll turn the klal to bracha, because even when it does happen, in the pratim where it does occur, it's mamash going against, you know, the yisoid of the bria. So now, so it comes out like this, but you know, we wanted to, that all the Gantz Metzias of Klola, the Yisod that we want to lay down, right, the Gantz Metzias of Klola, that's in this week's Parsha, is Mikoch, you know, is the Pshat, right, if I want to say a Hagdara in Klola, the Hagdara of Klola is things reverting from Tzura back to Chomer. You know, reverting back to Chomer without Tzura.
But not everything is just decomposition in the cloud.
Oh, yes it is. Oh, because one of the big, big things that we... because that's really the definition of losing something. because a law, this you know, a law of physics and chemistry, is matter could be neither created nor destroyed. There's the law of conservation of matter. So if it can't be, why the heck did I lose it? Because the matter is there, but without tzura. And that's why, and because, let's say, money, right? The tzura of money is what makes it money. And if I lose my money, so even though those dollar bills are somewhere, right? But they're not by me, right? They are not in the form that is useful to me. But it's more than that. It's nifla mode. That's why, you know, one of the major, you know, a matzav of klola is also the matzav of golos, you know, which we, you know, read about extensively in this week's parasha. What's golos? You know, separation, dispersal. Dispersal is, you know, Klai Yisrael doesn't have the tzura of an am anymore. Right? As, you know, we're dispersed. Right? Because, you know, the tzura is that everything is held together. The dispersal is also, you know, is that the tzura is removed from the chomer. Right? So that's on a national level. The dispersal. Am Yisrael doesn't have the tzura of an am anymore. Right, the koch that holds everything together has left, and that's why there's the dispersal. Okay. Okay. So now the. The inyan of Sefer Vayikra, going back to Yesodus that we laid down in the first shir on this Sefer, right? So Vayikra El Moshe. So was it Loshen Chiba, Loshen Shemalchi Shars Mishtanshbo, connection. Intimacy. And we quoted, I believe, in that shir, the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Bereishis that darshans the five times or keneged the chamisha chumshei Torah. So the third time it says or is on the pasuk vayalkim es haor ki tov. So the Medrash says that's Sefer Vayikra, that has halachas merubas. And that's Lashon Medrash. That's many halachas. So Zvarokim as Ar Kitov. Right. So we further explained in that shir, that what's Pshat Zvarokim as Ar Kitov, right? So there's the Ramban says that with that Akharish Baruch Hu, the pool of God seeing that's good was the pool of giving it kiyum. Right, the Avodah of Korbanos. This is the book of intimacy. Right, this is the book that gives us kiyum. Like we explained, you know, we brought the lashon of the Haggadah and the Dayenu, the highest madrega. After all, the 15th Dayenu, Uban Alonis Beis Abchira Lechaper Kol Veroseinu. The Kapora is what gives us our kiyum, that we'll never have so many sins, God forbid, that we'll ever Chas V'Sholem, you know, need to be destroyed. What keeps the intimacy going? Keeps the Vayikra, the calling, the intimacy. Right? So what does Rashi over there at the beginning of the Sefer say, you know, is the opposite of Vayikra? The opposite of Vayikra is Keri. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, reveals himself to the Nevi'im of the Goyim. Carry, because there's no real chibur there. So what's the lashon that comes up recurrently in our parsha over and over and over again? Carry, and telling me carry. Now carry, right? You know, carry is the opposite of Vayikra. Vayikra is chibur. You know, what you call chiba, but Chibur shows that there's Chibur. Right? Chibur shows that there's Chibur. And now the avod of the Karbonis, the Kapara, keeps us Mechubar Takarish Baruch Hu. That if there's ever problems, we get rid of the problems and we stay close. Right? But deeper than that, the whole Lashon of Korban, the Ramban Mamash, at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, right? Korban Lashon Karov. It's to keep close. Because really, Roiv Korbanos are on Chet. Right? And of those, Ruba are all out for Chet, for Kapara. And Ruba the Ruba is for Chatoim Bishoge. There's like very few Averis that Bemeza bring a carbon, right? Because that's Mamish writing, because an Avera Bishoge was that you were disconnected because your head was somewhere else, right? And you didn't know what you were doing, right? You forgot it was Shabbos, you forgot that it's Osir, right? Right, that's Shoigeg, there's Silu Kamoichen. Now this is a Dover Nifla Ma'od, that this Silu Kamoichen that caused your goof, to do a chet. Right, that's what the carbon sets right. So your animal side, you were act like an animal because you were Besilu Kamoichen. That's why you're Beshoigeg, right? Yeah? So the animal side of you, a man without his das is like an animal. The animal side of you did a chet, so you have to be makarav the animal side, and that's by being makarav a korban, it represents your nefesh abahami, you bring it close to Hashem again. You remake the connection. Now here's a dover nifla, showing how its mamish also fits into the chomer tsura pattern, because what chomer is mass, right? What's tzura? It's not mass. Tzura is the intelligent design. Tzura is machshava, right? You weigh something unformed and you weigh it again after it's been formed. You see, it doesn't weigh any more. Most of the time it weighs less because you shaved off some edges, right? There's niflamot, right? You put the clay before you formed it on the scale, and then you put it again on the scale after you formed it, it'll weigh the same thing, not more. You added tzura to it, right? Because no, the tzura is the koch of machshava. It's the intelligent pattern that holds it all together. It's not the chomer, it's a davar yadua that the tzura, is almost ruchani relative to the chomer. That's how the Maharal uses these terms. Many svarim call the ruchnis tzura, gashmis chomer. Right? That's what it is. It's the intelligent design. Right? The intelligent design. The design is always the result of the mind of the designer. It's the intelligent design. Is the tzura, right? Now, the tzura of the Adam, the Rambam writes in the Hilchos Sodei Atayra, the tzura of the Adam is seichel. Well, that's what makes an Adam. He conducts himself in an intelligent manner. He's a man and not a monkey. By the way, the tzura of his hanhoga, right? So it's so nifla mode that when a person did an avera b'shogeg, which you say is silu kamoichen, right? He wasn't thinking, He forgot, right? So that's, so at that time when the body went, he was bibli das, right? So, so he was like chomer without tzura, right? And comes the korban, and fixes that, right? And then, the korban, has to be done with das, means das bailin, chochma, zus seder kachim. Bringing the chomer back to its tzura. Now this is all the opposite of keri, right? Now there's two major forms of keri, right? right? Carry me, you know, in the context of our parsha, means coincidence. You know, I tochim we carry when I feel like it. There's no, it's not by design, it's by happenstance. Whether I say that, you know, the bad things happen by coincidence, because hey, that's the way the ball bounces. Whether my relationship with Hashem is, like Rav says, lefrakim, when I feel like it. It's not by design, it's not be'etzem, right? Or there's tumas keri. Tumas keri. Like Rosh says, Asher kocha b'derech, lashon keri, lashon tumah. Tumas keri. Now take a look at tumas keri, and take a look at what we call keri as in coincidence, or happenstance. Seemingly the two are very unrelated, but they are extremely related when you view them philosophically. So like by tumas keri, hotzah zera levatola, right? Mikre laila. So there's no connection, because, you know, it would not be a chet if the zera would go into the nekeva and it would connect to its tachlis, right? So it's obviously disconnection, and that's exactly what happens now. That zera that went levatola will be chomer that will never attain tzura, because it would go into the nekeva, over there would be nitztayer into a vlad. So it's disconnection, and because of the disconnection, it will remain chomer without tzura, right? And that's what coincidence is. I say there's no tachlis, there's no purpose, there's no connection between the events. No koach hamekasher between events. There's no tachlis that's all leading up to. That mamish, you know, it's mamish b'shorish ha'inyan, when you understand the philosophical inyan of the two, they are the same, right? No tzura, no intelligent design, which means no connection, because it's the intelligent design that makes the connection, and that's mamish tumas keri. It's not connected, the bris and all that. And Mimela, that's why it will remain Chomer without Tzura. It's also coincidence. There is no plan. There is no master plan. It's all coincidence. It's really Hainu Ha. And that's what happens in our week's parasha, the Keri, which is the opposite of Vayikra. That's already alluded to at the beginning of this Chumash. Right? Now, by the way, with this we can understand, you know, based on the yesod that we laid down in last week's parsha, and Chutzlort, they read these two parshas together, right? There's one thing that also is mentioned, you know, there's Keri and there's also Oz Tirtzar Shabso Seha. That one of the causes for, you know, the tochacha and the golus, tocha bechlau, golus befrat, is not keeping Shemitah. So we explained in last week's shir, Shemitah is hit kalalut, where everything comes together. That makes tzura. Right? People don't keep Shemitah, so there's no hit kalalut, no hit kalalut, so I'm going to disperse you. But here's the kunz of Parshas Bechukosa, right? That the Ribon Shalom is telling us, right? The Ribon Shalom is telling us, you should know, this connection that Sefer Vayikra created between us does not end at the time of Golos. One would think, you know, when you have the Avodah of Karbonos, you have this ability to always attain kapara, ma tovu ma noim. But, you know, if we ever lose the base of Mikdash, we're hopeless. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. V'af es brisi Yitzhak, brisi Yaroskar, v'art es kor. Which is not said at the end of Tocha, it's said towards the end, but there's another pasuk or two of Tocha, and then Riboshim says after that, v'af gam zos biosam beretovim, lo ma'asi, lo di chaosam v'af, I'm not abandoning Klal Yisrael. I'm not abandoning Klai Yisrael. But why am I not abandoning Klai Yisrael? Because of two psukim earlier, still in the middle of the Tochcha, not towards the end. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. So it's all af brisi Avram eskavart eskar. Rashi points out this is one of the five times in Tanakh that Yaakov is spelled with a vav. And Rashi brings the Chazal that there are five times the Elio Anavi is spelled without a vav. That Yaakovinu took the vav of Eliyahu as a mashko. I'm not giving it back to Eliyahu until you redeem my children from the goats. So now Kayadua Rashi and other Mepharshim deal with the kasha of why the Seder of the Avos is the opposite. It goes from Yaakov to Yitzhak to Avram. It should be, you know, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, the Seder of how they were born. So Rashi says his pshat, right? But the Ramchal, whose Yortzeit was on Erev Shabbos, the Ramchal's Yortzeit always comes out in the Parsha, you know, the week of the Parsha of the Chukosai, right? The Ramchal writes in his Megillah Storim on Chumash, says like this, right? That no, the Iker of Klai Yisrael's Kiyum in Golus is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu. So now I'm gonna put it in our words that the real formation of Klai Yisrael, the Iker Jewish form, we're talking about form, Tzura. Iker Tzura of a Yid is from Yaakov Avinu. Right, whether it's the famous Chazal that Rashi brings also, Dmus Yaakov Chakuka B'Kisei HaKavod, Marsh, his image is engraved. His Marsh kind of the Tzura. Or whether, you know, the Tzura, it's in the Kisei HaKavod. Or the Gemara in Bamitzia, Shufrei the Yaakov Me'ein Shufrei Adam Rishon. He had the image of something resembling Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Right? And Ramchal points this out, you know, he's saying, that's why from Yaakovinu there was no psoilus. He's the perfect form. So all his 12 children remain Jewish. Whereas Avram had Yishmael. And Yitzchak had Esau. Because they were not fully formed. So mitzad, the aspect of them that was not fully refined, mitzad that. You know, they could have a kid that wasn't a Yid. Yaakovinu is the full Tzura. And really, that's the midah of Tiferes, Yaakovinu's midah, which is the final Tzura, because it holds everything together. Chesed and Din are reconciled. They, you know, they're not two opposing forces. They are reconciled in the Tiferes that pulls it all together. That's why Tiferes Iker Koach of Tzura. You know, it pulls the different elements together in a reconciled system. That's why Tiferes is Keneged Torah. And Tiferes is also from the Anaf HaDas. You know, Das, you know, is Chibur. Chibur. And Kayadua, Yaakovinu's letter is the Vav of the Shem. Yud is Avram, He is Yitzchak, Vav is Yaakov. The final He is David HaMelech, Kayadua. And that's the Vav being Mashpia to the He. That's the final He is like the Chomer. That's Mekabel Tzura of the Vav. David HaMelech, you know, the Malchus being Mekabel from the Tiferes. The Tiferes and the Yisod, which are all on the Vav. So Yaakovinu's letter is the Vav. That's why he could repossess the Vav from Eliyahu HaNavi. The Ramchal says, really, the Koch of Yosef HaTzadik and of Eliyahu HaNavi, who are beside the Midah of Yisod, it's on loan from the Tiferes. That's like what continues the, you know, the link in the middle between the Tiferes, which is the Vav, the big Vav, and the Malchus, which is the Hay, the Chomer that gets. Is there's the little Vav in the middle, which is Midas HaYesod, which is Kayadua, Yosef, and Elio. So, but as it were, they're like the extension of the Vav. So Yaakovinu can repossess the Vav. Right?
How does Vav relate to Yesod? I mean, I know my own way how Vav relates to Yesod. How is the Rav relating Vav to Yesod? We just said
Hamshocha, as it were. That's what, you know, Vav Rabsa and Vav Zeira. Like the word Vav is spelled with two Vavs.
Right.
You know, so that you know, the Zohar says, you know, the Mekubalim say, you know, that Yaakov is the main Vav, and then as it were, the Milui, how Vav is the Milui of Vav, That's Yosef.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Right? That's Azur. Now, Tiferes reaches the Malchus through Yesod. Azur is extending it, extending weiter. To extend weiter. So Yaakov with the Vav is our Kiyum in Golos. V'zacharti is Brisi Yaakov. And that Pasuk is still said, not, and Tocha is not totally finished. There's one more Pasuk of Tocha. And then it says, V'af gam zos b'yosmer lo masagot chamchal salav for Brisi. I'm not going to abandon the Jewish people. Because there's a koach of Yaakov Avinu. Avram and Yitzhak are just a Tosefet, says the Ramchal. That's his Mahalach in that Chazal. They're a Tosefet, and we have their Schut also. But the Ikra Kiyum of Klaisel, the Klaisel never totally loses their Tzura, even in a Matzav of Keri. That's the Koach of Yaakov Avinu. The Koach of the Vav is Be'etzim by him, and that's why he has the power to repossess it from Elio, to force him to come. But the Iker is, but the word is, well, it's not just time they took the Vav away from Elio. Shad is the Vav was nostalgic to its shoresh, went back to its root, right? But from there, in, from its place in the root, it's being mashpia to us, even in Golos. Even in Golos. And this goes back to the shir that we said in Parshas Vayechi, that's besoid Yaakov Avinu lo meis. I believe we spoke this out twice in the Shurim and Sefer Bereishis. Yaakov, that Klaiso and Golos is called Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu Lomes. Yaakov doesn't die. Yisrael is nostalgic, but Yaakov doesn't die. And that saying of Yaakov full with a Vav, that's what's mashpia to us in Golos. Right? Even in our low state, there's the power of the Vav. The Vav Achibur. That even when Klape Chutz, it's Keri. Klape chutz, it's Keri, but bipnimius, it's Vayikra. And that's why this parsha is the end of Sefer Vayikra. You should know that this bond that we formed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'schus the Karbonis, is not bottle in the time of the Golos. It's Meir Merachok. And even this pool of being Meir Merachok, you know, because Yaakov, you know, took the Vav away from Elio, that's also in itself Mekarev the Geula. Because Elio and Avi wants to get his Vav back. But in that Imatzev, where the Vav is nostalgic L'Shorsho, from there it's Meir to us, even in the Golos. Be'ikar because of Yaakovino. Yaakovino is the Tzura Metukenet. The Vav is by Yaakov. That's his letter in the Shem Avaya Baruch Hu, right? That even in a Matzev, that Klape Chutz, it's all Keri, in Pnimius it's Vayikra. Showing that in Pnimius, we have the intimacy of the Avodas HaKarbonos with us, even in the Zman of Golos. And that's what shows that the Ahava and the Chibur is real. You know, it's very easy to be intimate with someone when things are going good. Right? That's not a test of, you know, of the cohesion and the commitment, you know, if everyone's on their best behavior. That's no test to the cohesion and commitment. The real test of the real love and commitment between us and our Kodesh Baruch Hu is when things are not good. When Klai Yisrael is kivyachol in disgrace, but secretively, our Kodesh Baruch Hu is still mayor, you know, he still is mayor to us. And as a result, because of Vibrisi Yaakov, so the two psukim later, Vaf Gamzos Biosam Beratam, Lo Measagosim, even a matzav of Keri, it's still Vayikra. That shows the godless of the Chibur. That shows the depth of love and commitment. Because it's, you know, love and commitment is not doesn't show anything if everyone's on their best behavior. That's like,
what is it about? I understand the Korbanos is a paradigm of Chibur. The Rav explained that, but how does the Koach of the Korbanos that once was and is going to be again? How is that Koach in particular? How does that Koach in particular reveal itself?
It's connected the Tzura of Klal Yisrael. as it were, it's a. It's not that the korbanos is like a way of bribing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you might think, but it's not. Shad is it's the cause and effect is hafuch. Because we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He gave us korbanos.
He gives us the opportunity for kapara to keep the
heat. But when we lose it, we didn't lose the closeness that because of that closeness He gave us korbanos. The cause of that, not because of korbanos that we're close. The cause of that is hafuch. Because we're close, He gave us korbanos.
Yeah, I'm still wondering though. It seems just like, but now we don't have korbanos, so you know.
Obviously, things are not bishleimus, but afal pi kein, the love that there was, that because of that love and chibur gave us korbanos. So that love there still is, but it's behester,
okay.
And that's the vav, as it were, was nistalek l'shorsho by Yaakov, and from Yaakov, it's, you know, it's still shining upon us from a distance.
Okay, but in other words, it's you still have to say that we're, so to speak, hanging on. It's a relationship of hanging on,
low mass team, low gal team. Right. Right, and that's Brisi Yaakov. The koch of Tzura of Klal Yisrael is not bottle. So even the matzav of Keri, Chamas Keri, but the Keri is Klape Chutz, but Klape Pnim it's Vayikra. The Tzura is still there, and that's the end of the Vav of Yaakov, that's Mole. It's being Meir to us. And it's Biker because of Yaakov. Yitzhak and Avram just coming as a Tosefta. Right, so now, you know, So we come now to this, to our place in the sphere, right. Kayadua in the tzelem chesed right hand, gvura left hand, tiferes the body, netzach right leg, hoid left leg, right. So now the Zohar says, right? The Zohar says that Bina shines in all the Midas up to Hod. From beneath Hod, as in Yesod and Malchus, over there the Bina can't be felt, because those Midas are, as were, so distant. You know what it's like? The legs. You know, there's like, obviously, you know, consciously walking, but also you can walk and not concentrate on where, on, you know, not concentrate on the steps. That's why, you know, Ula says, Ein darkum shadom lizbonim bedrachim. That's why you're parched if you knock over a barrel and it's just a rabbit. You don't watch where you're walking. What can you do? You can walk behesa chadas. So a hergel, it's milashin regel, right? Habit, the things that you do without thinking, right? So now, right, when you get down to the from past Hod, right, it gets, as worse, to the aspect of the legs that are without Bina, right, Bibli Das, right, which is already, you know, the Mida of Yesod, but even you could have Yesod Shebahod, right. So now the Ari HaKadosh on the words Yosef when he was in Gos, Yosef Yefei Tor V'Yefei Mare, when he was in Beis Potiphar. So Yefei Tor V'Yefei Mare Zok the Ari is Rashi Tevus Yatom, orphan, because Bina is called the mother, right? That Yosef Atzak was in a matzav and the meat of Yesod itself is so far away from Bina, it's like a Yatom. It's far away from the Abba and Ima, which are Chachma and Bina. And that pasuk was said on Yosef when he was in Beis Potiphar, right? That's why his mistress was after him, right? Yefei Tor V'Yefei Yosoim. But what Yosef, even though he's a Yosoim, he's Shem Shemaim Shogru Befiv, and even in that matzav of Yatom in Golus, when he was about to be Nichshol in the Chet, what does he see in the window? The Mustiukno of Yaakov Avinu. That's the Zacharti is Brisi Yaakov. That shines to us even in the Golos. Even when you're a matzav of Siluk HaMoichin, Yaakov Avinu with that Vav shines through that window. right? And that's where we're holding now in Sfira Saimer. Lag Bomer was Hod Shebahod. After Lag, the Beis Yaakov Shmitz point out, after Lag Bomer, the big simcha of Lag Bomer is that up to Hod Shebahod, the Bina's mit Pashet. And the simcha is that we have such a kinyan in it that even now, the day after Lag Bomer is Yesod Shebahod. And after that, take a look, from the day after Lag Bomer and onwards, all the tzirufim are either Yesod and Malchus. Yesod Shebahod, Malchus Shebahod, and then you're in Yesod Mamish, and then you're in Malchus Mamish, right? From after Lag Bomer, we go into so far down in the legs, right? So far down in the legs that we're, as it were, the lower midas, right? We're in a matzev of being far away from the moichin. But the simcha of Lag Bomer is that if we made it this far in the sphera, right? So now we have such a kinyan in the or that we'll have the koach of the or even in a matzev of siluka moichin. We get so down in the legs, right? We have such the simcha of Lag Bomer is that there's a gemara kinyan on how the binas mitpashet in the midas, that we are confident that we're going to have this koach with us even behesach hadas, and we'll get further down in the legs. Right, and that's we always read in the sphere of yesod, right, the meter which is called yatom, that's the meter that's mamish between the legs. How you do it, it's the bris. But over there, even though we're in a matzav of shichacha, right? Matzav of siluka moichin, we're confident that the ore, since we had such a kinyan in it during the good times, during the higher times, it'll be mayor to us even in the dark times. Right? Even though we're so far down in the legs. And that's the pshat in the first pshat in the Medrash. Domachishafti darki. The first pshat is, I thought he was going to do profane things. He was besilu kadas. He was bechlau planning to go to the makolet. Vashiva raglin, and my legs that go bebli das just brought me back to the Beis HaMedrash. Even the matzav of Kerry, in the matzav where you're not thinking kedusha. Right? They're going there. Vashiva raglayim, that my legs just by themselves, which is Mamash talking about the raglayim, right? All by themselves walk back to the Beis HaMedrash. Right? And that's the big haftach of Parshas Bechukosai. It's Vayikra, even when in the chitzenius of the matzv it's Keri, in Pnimis it's Vayikra. Even when you fall in the matzv of Silu Kamoichin, still Merachok, it still emanates to you. And that's, as it were, the progress that we made in the sphera, that we're so happy, that we had such a kinyan in the or, that the or is even mayor to us, even in a matzav of siluk ha-moichet.
That's...